Three teachers are discussing whether students are allowed to use cell phones in class.
Honestly, I think it should be prohibited. Students are disturbed by texts sent from their friends. This phenomenon really bothers me. We should stipulate that they must switch off their phones during class. I don't like seeing my child playing on the phone during meals.
But I think it's okay if only students use them for educational purposes. Mobile phones can help those who are not good at English better understand what we teach. I would like my class to be lively, so I tell students to look up information on the phone during group discussions. But they must put it away after that.
I don't like students using phones in class either. Obviously, they are very easy to get distracted. We should organize a free technology tutorial Tuesday to discourage them from the use of phones. The tutorial could teach them how to use educational apps responsibly, but more importantly, it would highlight the negative effects of constant multitasking on their concentration and grades.
You can't ask them not to use it if teachers can't. Many teachers are glued to their own devices during lectures or breaks. This hypocrisy sends a mixed message. If we implement a policy, it must be across the board. Perhaps we could have a designated phone storage area for everyone at the start of each class to ensure compliance.
That's a fair point. If we expect students to follow the rules, we should also adhere to them. Maybe a school-wide policy for both teachers and students would be more effective. I've seen classrooms where everyone deposits their phones in a caddy at the door. It creates an immediate shift in focus and engagement. It shows we are all part of the same learning community with the same rules.
I agree. Consistency is key. Let's propose a clear policy. Phones off and out of sight during class unless specifically instructed for educational use. And teachers should commit to the same standard.
That sounds reasonable. As long as we allow some flexibility for learning activities, I can support that. Education should evolve with technology, but not at the cost of focus and discipline. We could pilot this in a few classes first, gather feedback from students and teachers, and then refine the policy before rolling it out school-wide.
Exactly. Balance is important. We want to embrace useful tools without letting them become a distraction. A pilot program is a great idea. It allows us to demonstrate the academic and social benefits of phone-free periods while addressing any practical concerns beforehand.
Then it's settled. We need a clear, fair policy. Let's draft a proposal together for the next faculty meeting. I'll gather some research on improved student performance in phone-free schools to strengthen our argument. We need to show data to get everyone on board.